Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio.
About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:05, October the 29th. Halloween's coming up soon, which probably explains why Just Bob is wearing a mask this morning as he runs around. Phone lines here, 530. What? It's not a mask?
I'm not wearing a mask.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He's wearing a happy face mask because of the Giants.
530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning there, Linda.
Well, good morning. It was, I guess everybody was out. Saturday is adult play night. I guess that's the big costume party night.
Well, and for everybody but me.
Yeah. Well, us.
That's true.
So, you know, we hope you're taking care of yourself. We know that there's the cold and the flu season that's going around. But you know what? What'll pull you out of, going through that was if you love a good game and you love great storylines.
And we've got a great story about this. So we're going to share this, though, after we introduce Bad Bob.
And good morning.
Did you have a nice weekend, Bad Bob?
A tolerable good weekend, worked like mad, and I DJ'd my mom's 55th high school reunion.
How fun!
Now, 70-plus-year-olds, everybody was home by 9:30, but...
Meet any women?
yeah, my wife.
Brenda.
Oh, Brenda with you. Okay. I guess it's a good thing, because you know what? You got to watch them. They get a little bit older. You got to watch them.
You know, you could tell who was the cheerleader type back in high school.
Oh, yeah, could you?
Yeah. had their pom-pom slipped?
Just a little.
You know what? People can be 77 or 70 years young.
Your mom's hot. She's 80.
Oh, listen, how gross is that? But she is.
She is hot.
She's hard
mom's
to believe.
Hot. Nobody can believe that she's 80.
My mom blushes every time Carl's, can you believe that?
Well, she comes around and I go, hey, Heidi, come on over here. And she moves that way. And I said, no, Linda, not you, your mom. So anyway, mom's loved me ever since I walked in the first day. And speaking of somebody we love, it's the Wells Fargo Advisors.
Good
and
morning.
Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is closed today along with the other major equity indexes. Due to Hurricane Sandy occurring on the East Coast, we are open on the Treasury markets this morning, or the bond markets, and we're finding Treasury yields at 1.73 for the 10-year bond, which is up, and on the 30-year bond, we are up in price as well, bringing that Treasury yield to 2.86%. Over in our commodity markets, we are seeing gold priced at 90 cents higher this morning at $1,712.80. Silver is down 10 cents at $31.93. And crude oil so far down 42 cents at $85.86. That's the market for now. This is Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Okay, go on down to Park Marina Drive in Reading here to talk to your Wells Fargo Advisors. They're on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 905 right here at KCNR. Give them a call at 243-7561, and you can get that strange noise in the background anytime you want it. What was that?
That was the beginning of
Hey, look, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk a great dinner we had at Tapas last night with Christine Silver, and it was a wine pairing dinner. But some really good people we met, and how nice these people were. They're all Giants fans, right? And they're all sitting around us. And I went, look, we're DVRing this game. We've watched every game. Please don't tell us what the score is. And you know what they were doing? They did that. They were giving each other hand and arm signals, and it was like, and then I looked over, and he goes, nope, nope, I didn't do that. And he says, you're just, he says, the game's an interesting game. And that's all he said.
That's all he had to say.
That's all he said. It's an interesting game.
Said, please don't give us.
Marcus. Marcus and his beautiful wife.
Kelly. We were definitely entertained last night. We didn't know we were going to go because, of course, you know, getting over the cold and stuff.
We want to talk about staying well during the season,
yeah,
too. Because I've got some ideas because, you know what, here's a guy that never gets sick. I mean, I never get sick. I go forever. And for 2 weeks, I've been going, you know, snorting and all those things. Do you want any more sounds? Anyway, it was pretty gross.
How about the sound of taking a break? We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Polly Class. Lacey Peterson. Deputy Jose Diaz.
Proposition 34 denies these murder victims the justice they deserve. Assemblyman Jim Nielsen.
The death penalty is about one thing and one thing only. Justice for victims and for society. Supporters of Prop 34 claim that California's death penalty law is too costly and that ending it will save money. It won't. It will deny justice for the victims of these vicious killers. Let's fix California's death penalty by stopping the endless appeals filed by the very supporters of Prop 34. By voting no on 34, you will ensure justice for victims and protect the option for California juries to impose the ultimate penalty on murderers who deserve it. I'm Jim Nielsen.
Join Crime Victims United, district attorneys, sheriffs, and peace officers in voting no on 34. Paid for by Golden State Leadership Council, Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, Ballot Measure Committee.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Where do you go when you want to be enthralled, excited, and soothed? In Salmo Vineyards. November 10th is the winemaker's dinner. For limited seating and reservations, call 474-5546 today. Linger with six courses of fresh local cuisine selected by executive chef John Stadelli and savor pre-released estate wines crafted by winemaker Chandra Miller. Experience in Salmo Vineyards. November 10th, the winemaker's dinner.
I'm Missy MacArthur. Reading is our home to enjoy, live in, and protect. In my 4 years on the City Council, we've improved our streets, not just for driving, but also for biking and walking. We're keeping our open spaces beautiful and safe. We're preserving our past while building responsibly for the future. In these hard economic times, we've kept a balanced budget. I'm Missy MacArthur. I'm positive about Reading, and I would love to keep working for you on City Council.
Paid for by Missy MacArthur for City Council 2012.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Okay, I'm almost afraid to ask this one.
It is Halloween, sir.
Not yet.
Monster back.
This is kind of like how Detroit Tigers feel right now. Somebody came up and Frankenstein'd them. Okay, Carlin on the bus.
The
Monster back. Free Fire Radio. 7:15 in the morning on the 29th. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. And as we found out last night from Marcus, he says, I go down to Tobacco Brew to Espresso Joe's, get great coffee, great service.
Cool.
Then I walk on over and get a cigar. And I said, he said that.
These are cool people.
Cool people. Anyway, yeah, and they have the wine shop.
And Kathy and Phil, the other couple. It was so nice to hear we sat with strangers. Like, again, we were really sure. that we were going to be able to make it because Carl had a cold and we've had to, you know, cancel.
Feeling
things.
Really good yesterday.
But, you know, Christine does this wine tasting dinner, and it was to Carl Winery. And so she had paired all these different dishes with her, with wines that had been selected, and we didn't know who we were sitting with, which was kind of cool, too. So we ended up sitting next to people who we all have stuff in common. We all kind of came from an area, go to an area, know an area, frequent the same places, love the wineries. It was very,
just,
very nice.
California
the food
Highway
was phenomenal. The wine was great. And we're just really appreciative. We got in
we had
and out.
Pork belly.
And we got in time and enough to be able to not be in too late. Pork belly and lamb.
And lamb shanks. But pork belly. And you know what? With lamb shanks, they had grits. They don't call it grits. There's another word for
hominy.
It. It's a very, you know, it's like something starts with a P, and it's a very, you know, exquisite dish. But in the South, it's called hominy. I mean, it's called grits.
Went there to tapas Thursday or Friday. My sister-in-law had her birthday there, and yeah, the little lamb sliders. Mm. Those were tasty.
Oh, those are good. Yeah, but these are the lamb. Anyway, it was a great time, and we, like I said, everybody was excited about the Giants team. Phil and Kathy, really interesting people, chemical engineers that sold their company and now travel a lot. And he gave me an example. Here he is. They have a cattle ranch up in Alturas. They've got 300 acres.
Cedarville.
Up past, yeah, well, it's past Cedarville up there. And he's got 300 acres up there. All right. And so they have deer everywhere. The deer come down and they eat all the hay. And yet you can't hunt the deer on your own property that you're feeding because it's in the X zone. And it takes you like 3 years to draw a deer. And he doesn't have enough land to get the deprivation one. So he's got to watch the deer come down every year and eat all the food. And he can't do anything. They shoo him away. I said, you have much more self-control than I do.
Well, anyway. If you're listening to the news, you're looking at a lot of East Coast storms right now. But right here on the West Coast, it's mostly sunny with temperatures around 76 today. It's going to be beautiful with north winds. It's about 5 miles per hour, becoming light and variable in the afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of around 52. And tomorrow looks like we've got a 75 day, lows of 51. Wednesday, it looks like we're coming into a little bit of rain. So enjoy these next two beautiful days here. It is the 29th of October. Before you know it, we're looking at like, that's November. Well, November is, hello. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And speaking of November, November 10th, they're doing a winemaker's dinner. Of course, Chandra Miller has crafted these special award-winning wines to match up with John Stadelli. It's going to be a spectacular six-course dinner as well. So call 474-5546. Now, how about those Giants?
How about those Giants?
Okay, Bob, tell us about the Giants.
You are bated breath, man. You have been a fan for how long?
I've been, ever since I've been in the northern part of the state, Northern California, Southern Oregon, which is going on more or less 16 years now. So I've been following the team for quite a while. And it is a great day to be a Giants fan. They were on the brink of elimination twice earlier in the postseason, first against Cincinnati being down 2-0, 2-0, and then against the St. Louis Cardinals down 3-1. Each time the Giants came back and won 3 games in a row just to get to the World Series, and they could not be stopped at that point. The Detroit Tigers were favored by some coming into the series after having swept the New York Yankees to get there themselves, but the Giants would not be denied, and they finished off the Tigers in 10 innings, winning 4-3 last night.
Can you imagine? I mean, we did watch that this morning. Thank you. We came back last night, or I did. I fell asleep, so I said to Carl, I woke up, I said, how did that end? Is that storybook? I mean, they're tied, and they have to, you know, in the 10th inning.
Top of the 10th. And
wow.
They come across. Everybody was a hero there. You know, the only thing I have to do when I'm watching baseball, football, basketball, any of that, is suspend my my beliefs that nobody should be getting paid $50 million for playing a game like this. But the cute thing is, is here these guys are getting paid like the pitchers $20 million, and these other guys are getting paid millions of dollars to play a kid's game. Mm-hmm. And at the end of it, when they win. They those 35-year-olds, those 25-year-olds, those 60-year-old managers all become kids. and they're jumping up and down like the Little League World Series. They've got their arms around each other, jumping up and down like the Little League World Series. I mean, it is absolutely
okay.
That's cool.
It's very cool. But let's watch when we watch the Olympics. You know what happens with people when, or ice skating, or you know, anything in the Olympics, they become the world's best, and then the endorsements follow. I mean, are you gonna? You can't hold back from who's the swimmer, Michael Phelps. Phelps, thanks. Don't think he's not making that kind of money. And so, you know, here's the reality. I kind of get weird. I don't know, but that's, you know, my own trigger, I guess, when it comes into the hundreds of millions. But, you know, great is great. Great is great. If you have a hit song and it hits, you can make some really good money if you own your own, you know, royalties or the royalties on it, you know, your own music. But, you know, going back with the, you know, great is great. It's great entertainment. I mean, so many people found joy in that. Let me tell you something.
Detroit didn't find a lot of enjoyment.
Well, what I personally found was a great pride to see American, you know, the flag and the Pledge of Allegiance, remove your cap.
Singing the national anthem,
yes.
But also God Bless America in the seventh. I thought that was really great. They were paying honor to the troops and the veterans and all that. I thought that was great. On the other hand, I still have to suspend belief when I see these 20-year-olds, a 28-year-old making $20 million a year for throwing a ball, and he's not even having a good year. Okay. But that's okay. Because it was entertaining, like you said. I don't watch baseball. You don't watch baseball, honey.
I do now.
It's just this last five. We watched six games.
Yeah,
that's what we've watched, six games all season. The last two with the Giants and the Cardinals, and four in this one.
I have a desire next year to go to the AT&T Park. I want to experience sitting in the park and going to a game. Bob, you did that about 2 months ago, right?
I did back in August. Most beautiful park, in my opinion, the most beautiful baseball park in America.
I tell you what, honey, I'll take you there in January.
Okay.
There's nobody in there. It's probably easy to get in. We'll sit down right behind third base.
All right.
We'll be right back. Carl and Lynn Spott, Free Fire Radio.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
Elections have consequences for our pocketbooks, our community, and for our nation. This year, we have a clear choice for Congress. One candidate, Doug LaMalfa, is a family farmer and trusted local leader. His opponent, a trial lawyer. Doug LaMalfa stands for more freedom and less government control over our farms and businesses, our economy, and lives. His opponent wants bigger government and more regulations. Doug LaMalfa believes we already pay enough taxes. His opponent supports an $800 billion tax increase, plus more on small businesses, farms, and middle-income families. Doug LaMalfa believes government needs to stop wasting money on crazy projects like the $100 billion San Francisco to L.A. bullet train. His opponent not only supports the high-cost bullet train, but wants to add another line to Las Vegas. For North State voters, the choice could not be more clear. Doug LaMalfa. For Congress. For us.
This is Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message. With your support, I will take our North State values to Washington and fight to put America back on track.
Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Megaliner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning! There is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Can you smell it?
that sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is Smoked, the best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here on a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50. All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on Airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Thinking about a new heating and cooling system? Call Alliance. They'll show you how affordable a new system can be. It's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642. Or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. We've already talked about what a great time you can have at Espresso Joe's. Discounts for veterans. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. And Joe and Shelley have done a tremendous amount of service for this community in the North State. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, let's talk about why won't Romney go on the late night shows? He says it's real easy. You don't appear presidential. The second part is Letterman hates him, and he does. The other part is tell me that these late night shows are obviously all leaning to Obama already, if not clearly on his side, wouldn't use any chance they could get to make him look ridiculous. I mean, they do already. So if, you know, Romney's right, why would I go on that show? Letterman, why don't you come on down and we'll debate sometime, you know, and let's see how smart you are without your writers. It's like, Colbert and what's the other guy's name that's on there, John Stewart. You know, their shows went off the air because of the writer strike, because they're comedians. They're not news. People don't seem to realize that. Hurricane Sandy. What if it had happened next week? Bob Belongi came in with a good question. What if Hurricane Sandy had been next week during the election?
What if it still goes on during the
election? Well, it'll be passed by then. But what if it had hit, next week during the election? Could Obama have
the authority?
Does he have the authority to cancel the election because people can't get to the polling booths? And who would it have hurt? It would have hit that East Coast, the big cities. Who would have hurt? Him. It would have hurt him. So what? There's nothing in the Constitution that says you postpone it, right, for weather, Bad Bob? Not that I know of.
There is no provision.
But what if he did? He says, look, there's millions of people that can't vote. This isn't a fair election. So I'm going to postpone it for 2 days. Oh, if you can postpone it for 2 days, why can't you postpone it for a month? He gives it should be for a week because you have need time to clean up afterwards.
The implications would have been changed.
Oh, it would have been. So thank everybody. You know what? If we're going to have this huge storm, it is huge. You're talking water, 11 feet of water coming into the New York Harbor and all this kind of stuff. I mean, this is big. What if it had happened next
right
Tuesday?
Right now, as we speak,
yeah,
it's interesting because we have a listener from the deep East Coast, Joe. I believe his name is Joe. I'd be curious if he's listening this morning to call in and see what's happening from his area. But, they are having people leave. They're packing. They're having them leave.
50 million people it can affect.
Right
now. And they've closed down the subways. They've closed down Wall Street. They've closed down the subways and the public transportation in D.C. and New York. This is how big this thing is. I mean, this is huge. And so what if it had happened next week? Okay, all you conspiracy theorists, get it out there. Oh, I'm canceling the election because people can't vote. Wow. Would you have loaded your gun?
Well, this is a hypothetical,
really,
so if you're just tuning in, it's just what if, okay?
Yeah, what if, but what if that had happened?
Well, the other interesting thing is that this storm could knock out major data centers on the East Coast, dropping the internet to a virtual standstill, if not completely down, because of the disruption to the banking networks.
Wow.
That gets a lot of people's eyebrows going.
Well, see, that's the big thing. The attack against the financial networks doesn't have to take out the buildings. It just has to take out the internet that connects them to all over the world. And if it takes them out, then everything stops. You know, we've only got 30 seconds left, but good article by Bing West, and we'll talk, try and get into that one about what did Obama really do? He said he did these things, but how come there's proof? He says, show us the order that you issued. And Bing West, you know, he plays no favors. He rips Bush terribly, and so it makes no difference to him. He says, show us the order. It didn't happen, is what he's saying. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. When we come back, we're going to be talking wind turbines with an expert.
Fox Business Network, Hurricane Sandy's wrath is already being felt on the U.S. markets. The New York Stock Exchange, the NASDAQ, and options exchanges are all closed today in the first unscheduled market-wide shutdown since 2001. Also, electronic and floor trading and equity index futures and options has been halted at the CME Group, but commodities are still trading. Meanwhile, several companies have rescheduled their earnings reports as a result of Sandy. Drug giant Pfizer moved its earnings webcast from tomorrow to Thursday. NRG has delayed its earnings report until Friday, and Entergy will now release its results come Monday. Personal spending rose more than expected in September as consumers opened up their wallets. Spending, which accounts for more than two-thirds of U.S. economic activity, rose 0.8%, while economists were looking for a gain of 0.6%. Meanwhile, income was right in line with expectations, with an increase of 0.4%. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diana Cato.
FreshBooks. If you love running your own business but are challenged with your finances, here's your solution. FreshBooks Cloud Accounting. FreshBooks is the easy-to-use cloud accounting service designed for business owners. With FreshBooks, create invoices and manage your books from almost anywhere. You'll save time on your billing and get paid faster. Try it for free at FreshBooks.com. That's FreshBooks.com.
As easy as it looks, FreshBooks.com.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear, what's with all that racket you're making?
Well, I'm trying to find the stove pot Grandma gave me back in the day.
What for?
Well, with pot roast perfection going on now at Black Bear Diner, our pot roast has to be just like dear old Grandma used to make. And that means I gotta find just the right pot.
Now, hold on there, Papa Bear. I think your grandma would be mighty proud of our homemade pot roast dishes, like the pot roast pepper jack omelet served all day and our Cajun pot roast melt. Now, that's some grilled goodness.
Well, what about the beef pot roast stroganoff for dinner?
It will taste just like Grandma used to make.
Well, why didn't you say that before, Sugar Bear? Let's go.
For a limited time, enjoy specially prepared pot roast creations only at the Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
We can't afford this anymore.
If you live in the city of Reading and you're concerned about the finances of the city, so am I. Hi, I'm Gary Catt, candidate for Reading City Council. Having attended almost every city council meeting in the past 6 years, I've spoken during the tough financial times, and I remember the votes that put our city in the current serious financial crisis. In years past, the finances of the city were healthy and times were good for all of us. Since 2008, circumstances have changed dramatically. Unfortunately, many of the decisions made during the good times have come back to haunt us, and now the taxpayers have been put in a position to make up the financial shortfalls, costing us millions of dollars a year. The city of Reading is not alone. If our city is to survive financially and prosper, we must think long term, making sure our decisions sustain us through the good times and the bad. If you too want to protect Reading's future, I ask for your vote. Gary Cadd for Reading City Council.
Paid for by Gary Cadd for Reading City Council.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey. Gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Paid for by Brian Daly for Assembly 2012.
Hello, Rick Bassetti for Assembly Headquarters.
I'm calling to find out exactly where Rick Bassetti stands on taxes.
Well, back in the primary, he said he opposed raising taxes.
Then why did Rick Bassetti raise dozens of taxes and fees on the city council? And now he wants an additional $30 million sales tax hike?
Oh, that's because the Sacramento special interests bankrolling his campaign want the new tax. Rick Bassetti knows you have to listen to your donors, constituents.
So what you're saying is Rick Bassetti sold out North State families and agreed to $30 million a year in new taxes, and in return, the liberal special interests are funding his assembly campaign?
Well, you can't fault him for that. Mr. Bassetti is a seasoned politician. He knows better than to pass up a hefty campaign contribution.
So should we be worried that the backers of the plan to ship our water to Los Angeles are also bankrolling Rick Bassetti's campaign?
Well, just get out your checkbook, and I'm sure Rick Bassetti will listen to you too. Mm-hmm. After all, the customer's always right.
This November, say no to Rick Bassetti. For more information, visit politicianrick.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 7:35 in the morning on August the 29th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
I know there's all kinds of live things that are going on here. You know, it's fall. It's interesting. The moon is full. We've had, you know, the big, gosh, it's the end of the month. But there's really something interesting today that's happening. I'm not sure you're aware of, but you need to be, and we'd like to bring that information to you. Walmart is going to celebrate its newly operational large-scale wind turbine at its distribution center in Red Bluff today, California, with a press event that will include a special address from U.S. House Representative Wally Herger. The turbine, Walmart's first on-site large-scale wind turbine, will provide roughly 2.2 million a kilowatt of power to 15% to 20% of the distribution center's electrical use. On the phone with us this morning, good morning, David Osment. What's happening?
Good morning. Anyway, this is David Osment, and you're actually talking to me in Bentonville, Arkansas. But as you mentioned,
Arkansas.
Yes.
We have friends there.
Did you know Andy Green?
Andy. No, I don't, but sound like I need to meet him.
Yes, you do. Okay, go ahead, David.
Well, as you mentioned, it is a big day for us, bringing online this large-scale wind turbine at our Red Bluff Distribution Center. And you mentioned that it would produce about 2.2 million kilowatt-hours a year. And to kind of put that in everyday terms, that's enough power to serve about 170 average U.S. home. So it's a big day for us, and it's a big turbine, and we're looking forward to it.
And
it's our first, literally, it's our largest wind turbine that we've installed to date. So we're looking forward to it.
And why Red Bluff?
Well, with wind, like in California, we've now installed probably somewhere between 110 to 120 rooftop solar systems, and they can be installed literally in a lot of locations. But wind, it is a unique situation on the wind side, because we're looking for a turbine this size, we do have to have quite a bit of property that we owned, and the wind conditions have to be just right. So when you compare wind to solar, the big difference when you're siting a project like this, you do have to have good wind. So this is a unique site where we have the property at the distribution center, and we have good wind. And, of course, a turbine of this size, it's like, oh, it's roughly 265 feet tall, so you do have to have a large amount of space, and you are concerned about your surrounding areas and things like that. So a lot of things have to come together, but in this particular case, we got good wind and we've got space, and from a community perspective, it was a great fit. So that's how it works.
Okay, David, when you put this up and you say it's enough to power 170 homes, but
right.
Does the power go back into the store?
That's
what you've got it for, is to help save that much power every year, and it powers the store.
Yes, this system, the power does flow back to the distribution center, and it serves up to about 20% of the electrical requirements for the distribution center.
Well, a lot of people up here, and especially up here in the North State, because we get a lot of sunshine, are looking to solar and to help out. And, you know, the course, the cost is still up there, depending on where you live. If you're in Redding, it's not cost, it's really not cost effective for solar. As soon as you walk outside, as soon as you get outside the city limits, though, it is. But the wind power, the wind generator is, we do have turbines up here in the North State, and it's really interesting to see that you all put one down in Red Bluff.
Right. We've noticed, and, you know, we've done a tremendous amount of work in California over the past 4 years in wind, solar, fuel cells and things like that. On my trips to certain parts of the state, I've even noticed a lot of residential installations of micro wind turbines. And in fact, we have one store at the Sam's Club in Palmdale, California, that has micro turbines on top of our parking lot poles in that particular site. So it's good to see, you know, applications, you know, across the state. And the, you know, switching gears, I guess, back on the solar side, we have seen pretty significant price drops in the cost of installed solar. So I think going forward, hopefully, you know, for the residents in your part of the state, you know, the declining solar prices will maybe bring that in line and get it to a point to where, you know, a lot of customers can install solar.
Our guest this morning is David Osmond. We'll be right back. David, hang on. We're going to take some commercial breaks here. And when we come back, we'll talk about the event today, what time, what's happening, and more about the wind turbines. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
North State farmers and taxpayers have a real champion in Jim Nielsen. Here's California Farm Bureau President Paul Winger.
When it comes to protecting North State water rights and fighting against overregulation that hurts our farmers, no one does more than Jim Nielsen. Nielsen has led the fight to safeguard our private property rights, our water, and our farmland. Farmers know they can count on Jim Nielsen. That's why the California Farm Bureau strongly endorses Jim for State Senate.
Now here's Jack Lee, Vice President of the Butte Taxpayers Alliance.
Jim Nielsen is a forceful voice for the taxpayers, for property rights and conservative values. We can all count on Jim to root out waste in government and stand up to Jerry Brown's tax hikes. Jim's a fighter and a real champion for taxpayers. That's why we join with the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association in strongly recommending Jim Nielsen for State Senate.
Paid for by taxpayers for Jim Nielsen, Senate 2012.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialist in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
Paid for by North State Farm and Business PAC, supporting Rick Pacetti for Assembly 2012, not authorized by any candidate or committee, controlled by a candidate sponsored by California Real Estate Independent Expenditure Committee and Spirit of Democracy, California.
When folks questioned Brian Daly about his tax-free junkets to Alaska, St. George, and Hawaii, he responded with a tweet titled, "No Trip to Hawaii," and released his mileage records, apparently to prove that he didn't drive there. But his statement of economic interest reports list more than $49,000 in tax-free meals, airfares, hotels, and expenses in just the last 7 years, while telling the media he mostly paid for his own expenses. And maybe he did. It was just with somebody else's money. Daly also bills his county $600 every year for, quote, road viewing. Now, we all watch the road, but not many people try to bill somebody for it. Assembly candidate Brian Daly, a man of many talents, world traveler and road viewer. Check out his expenses at dahlefacts.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:45 in the morning. Good morning, everybody. It's Monday, the 29th. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460. This portion of the show, of course, brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. You know what, my friends? They took care of your house during the summer when it was up in the hundreds, and now when it gets down into the 30s and 40s, they're going to take care of your home again. They're going to keep you cool during the summer and warm during the winter. What can I say? Old-fashioned values. They believe that everybody that's home they work on is like a member of their family. I mean, we've had them over at our house, and they truly, truly stand by that. Installation, repairs, emergency calls, routine maintenance. Give them a call at 221-2642 or visit their website at homecomfort.org. That's Alliance Heating and Air.
Our guest this morning is David Osment. We're talking about distribution center in Red Bluff is going to be launching for you to see, along with Wally Herger and other representatives, the new wind turbine. David, tell us where and when.
Okay, this will be at the Red Bluff Distribution Center, and I believe it's at 2 p.m. your time, and along with the congressman. I mean, our plant managers will be there, such as Darwin Jones, and then we'll have some people in our department from Bentonville will actually be there, our senior VP, Tony Fuller, and our VP of Energy, Kim Sailors, and again, our local plant management at D.C., and our partner on this project is Foundation Wind Power, and they'll also be on hand and can probably answer technical questions that people at the site that they have about the specifics as to how the wind turbine works and all of those very interesting things. So anyway, 2 o'clock, be a big time.
Hey, David, Waltons and Walmart, are y'all trying to get to a zero base energy plan?
That's an interesting question. We do have like three broad sustainability goals. One of them is to create zero waste. Another one is to sell sustainable projects. And then really what drives the energy department is an aspirational goal of being supplied by 100% renewable energy. So projects like this fit in, you know, towards that rather large goal of being supplied by renewable energy. So that goal is what drives us to do things like what we've done at Red Bluff.
How much would you say you spend on electricity a year?
Oh, it's a lot
in the billions?
Of zeros.
In the billions?
it's well above $1 billion a year we spend on energy.
Well, David, just so you know, the nice things are being said about, you know, the Walmarts, the family, the generations, the younger generations, our friend Andy Green. We're in Redding, California, and he left here, and his girlfriend, Virginia German, she came to Bentonville to help launch Crystal Bridges.
Oh, that's... Yes, have you been to Crystal Bridges?
We have
yet?
Not been there, but we want to come. We are, that is on our
we
list.
We expect the Walton Jet to be here probably sometime in a week
that
or so.
That is on our list. So anyway,
it's a real treat whenever, you really need to come and see Crystal Bridges. And you mentioned the Walton family and the leadership they show in sustainability and arts and, you know, philanthropic activities is really just outstanding.
And it's
great to be a part of it.
There you go, David. And that is true. Like I said, for our friend who works with, I guess it's called Viva Downtown or a downtown, you know, putting on the downtown activities and stuff like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
And so he knows
the
other
Waltons.
Generations, and he had nothing but great things to say about their philanthropic, their efforts. And so it's nice to know that. So when we got this press release, we're like, yeah, call in. This is super cool. And, this is where we all need to be. So, David Osment, thank you so much.
You know,
hey,
David, I
yes,
know
sir.
you've put this one up. Have you thought about putting a 4 or 5 of them down in Sacramento around the Senate and the Assembly down there where it would provide enough hot air to run all electricity in California?
You know, that's really a great thought. I'm glad I'm into energy and not Sacramento activities.
Well, you know
they accuse me of having a lot of hot air myself. So.
Well, I tell you what, there's another generator too that they have is of waste, you know, from stockyards, which could also work down there. So they help you all get to that zero based energy.
Well, thanks for calling in again. 2 o'clock today, out in Red Bluff. Check it out. It's going to be, it's a really a big life change moment here with sustainable energy in the North State. We're going to take a message. Thanks so much, David. Have a great day.
Thank you.
And we're going to take a message break. And when we come back, we've got some more.
I want to talk about what's happening in Libya. I never did get a chance to figure out finish up this thing with Big West.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Whether you worked as a doctor, a teacher, or as a business owner, you worked hard to get where you are. You deserve an experienced, independent professional giving you personal investment advice. So call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today.
I'm Tom Wood, certified financial planner with the Advice Center. Our fee-based wealth management strategies are designed with one thing in mind, to help you preserve and grow the assets you work so hard for. We can put together a custom fee-based investment program designed for your unique needs, all for one discounted annual fee. We'll work with your CPAs or other advisors, or use our team of estate planning pros to help preserve your assets and lower your tax liabilities.
See how our wealth management programs can help you. Call Tom Wood at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. Or join us for our client appreciation event, Financial Bingo, at Sailing Boat Restaurant on November 7th. So call 244-PLAN or go to theadvicecenter.com.
Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC. Life license 0B85106.
It's not how many hours we put in, it's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients, it's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation, it's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350, 241-3350.
Proven leadership is required now more than ever during these difficult times. Time after time, the people of this community that we call Reading have shown that by working together, we can solve our problems and meet all challenges. I'm Dick Dickerson. For the past 8 years, I have helped guide the city using leadership developed over more than 50 years of military, law enforcement, and elected office experience. There has been some recent positive news with revenue increases and an A rating from Standard & Poor's. However, as you know, more tough times lie ahead. We have many more problems to solve together. I believe that my experienced, proven leadership is needed now more than ever. That is why I am asking for your vote on November 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Dick Dickerson, Reading City Council, 2012.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:53 in the morning, the 29th. It's almost Halloween. You know what? It's getting chilly out there. It's 51 degrees now. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Can 4,000 customers in Shasta and Tehama counties be wrong? Shasta Gas Propane is locally owned, family operated, and all employees are safety trained and service oriented. They're a full service provider, and they're qualified to handle everything from putting in your underground piping to installing and servicing your new propane appliances. Not only that, but they offer discounts to veterans and seniors. That's Shasta Gas Propane. They're located right here in Reading, and they handle all the work around the North State here. Shasta Gas Propane. Okay, You know, I didn't get a chance really to get into this, but Bing West is a guy that he's famous. He was a colonel in the Marine Corps, and he became much more famous after he left the Marine Corps because he does all types of studies, and he's written numerous books about mistakes done in Iraq, just took Bush apart in a book. Well, now he's going looking at Obama, and he's saying, what exactly, when you say all these things that happened, what exactly really happened? He says, an hour after the attack, the president orders the CIA and the military to do whatever we need to do, yet the CIA and the military did nothing except send drones overhead to watch the seven-hour battle. And a CIA employee and former Navy SEAL, Tyrone Woods, twice calls for military help. He has a laser rangefinder and is pinpointing enemy targets. This means is that if you've got something up there, you've got a laser-guided munition, you just turn it loose. He lights up the target with that laser designator. Boom, it hits it. It doesn't miss. It's right there. It's very specific. It's not an area weapon then. Now it becomes a precise guided munition. He's there. The military send no aircraft to attack the designated targets. Special ops forces standing by 2 hours away are not deployed. And Panetta, this, our Secretary of Defense, who, of course, has never served in the military, but, you know, he is the Secretary of Defense, explained the passivity. A basic principle, he said on October 25th, is you don't deploy forces into harm's way without knowing what's going on, without having some real-time information about what's taking place. Ball hockey, let me raise the BS flag on this one, because we put people out all the time without knowing exactly what's happening. Do you think that every time we send a platoon or a patrol out in Afghanistan, Iraq, or, you know, Korea or Vietnam, that we know everything that's going on around there? No. When you don't know what's going on, the next time a platoon is told to take an objective, some corporal will say, SecDef says we don't have to go into harm's way without knowing what's going on. Do you realize how stupid that was from the Secretary of Defense? And apart from this philosophy of turning battle into poker games, Panetta ignored the fact that the former SEAL on the ground was giving real-time information to everyone listening in at least eight operation centers. Eight operation centers, my friends. The embassy in Tripoli, State Department, White House, Pentagon, CIA, Special Ops Command, Africa Command, and the National Ops Center. Everybody was hearing this. It wasn't like this was just a surprise. And they both, the SecDef and the President, have issued contradictory explanations. Either Mr. Obama ordered the SecDef to do whatever we need to do, or he didn't. And either the Secretary obeyed the order, or he didn't. And he didn't. We're not even sure if the SecDef countermanded the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, who is a direct military advisor to the president. Did the president, as commander-in-chief, issue an unequivocal order that the chairman of the Joint Chiefs received but chose not to execute? Or did the chairman reply that he would do nothing? Now, this is from Bing West. He's writing this. Yet the general in charge of the Africa region has allegedly said he received no directive from Washington to dispatch military aid. Members of the Mutual Protective Society of Generals are offering the bizarre defense that our Africa command could do nothing because it has no military assets. It's some sort of global command. Even if that is true, the most powerful nation in the world has sufficient forces and flexibility to send fighter aircraft over the consulate in flames. It chose not to. They could have landed troops in an airport in Benghazi. Our embassy in Tripoli, 400 miles away, sent an aircraft with six Americans in to fight in Benghazi. But our base in Sigonella, 480 miles away, sent no help. You know what? The more you get into this, the more you realize that the commander-in-chief, Mr. Obama, really had no idea what was going on. The U.S. military, if General Dempsey had concluded the U.S. military could do nothing, he would have reported his decision not to act back to his commander-in-chief before the latter went to bed to rest up for his what? That's right, campaign trip to Las Vegas the next day. After all, Ambassador was still missing, and brave Tyrone Woods was to die in a mortar attack hours later. President Obama would naturally be a bit more interested in why the military and the CIA did nothing after he ordered them to make sure we do everything about securing our personnel. Surely it is in the president's best interest to release a copy of the order, which the military would have sent to hundreds in the chain of command. And yet, who was in charge? Not Obama, obviously. Everything he says, my friends, looks to me like it didn't happen. He had no concept. He went to bed because he could get up early to go to Las Vegas the next day. We lost not only our ambassador, but brave men that were standing there. We had CIA teams standing that just so finally disobeyed an order from down the street that went in there and rescued 20 people. Is this the way you think it should have been handled in Libya? Why hasn't the truth come out? Carl and Linda Vaught, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Wyatt Paxton is our guest when we return after these messages.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. It's grounded flights and stopped trains in their tracks.
I'm an optimistic guy. This is looking very grim at this time.
He's in New York City where the subways and stock markets are closed as Hurricane Sandy closes in.
At 85 miles per hour, the central minimum pressure has also continued to drop, which is a sign that Sandy is not only intensifying, but also forecast to continue to do so.
It'll hit New Jersey first, but Fox meteorologist Maria Molina says Sandy could affect up to 50 million people.
Its impacts will be felt as far west as portions of the Great Lakes, so west of Michigan. We could see waves building to 25 feet, portions of West Virginia under a blizzard warning.
It's getting bad on the coast.
I think we heard it was half gone, that pier down in Ocean City.
Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley. It's also rough from the Carolinas to Delaware. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Rehoboth Beach.
Well, where the waves are surging onto the boardwalk here, and the winds are forecast to go from about 25, 30 miles an hour to more than 50 by later today. We're hearing some people that refuse to leave are already appealing to authorities for rescue. The problem for them, access. Route 1, the main road connecting all these barrier islands from Rehoboth down to Ocean City, is impassable, Dave.
Rich, President Obama has stopped campaigning as Sandy closes in. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz is live at the White House.
The president cut short a visit to Orlando, canceling a rally today so he could fly back to the White House to monitor the storm. He's here now. The president also canceling a Tuesday event in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Yesterday, he says he's confident supplies and crews are in place.
The staging process, the pre-positioning of resources, commodities, equipment that are going to be needed to respond to the storm are in place.
Mitt Romney also watching the storm. He's canceled a visit to New Hampshire today. He will focus instead on Midwest battleground states. Dave?
Now, Mike, off the North Carolina coast, a ship got into distress. The Coast Guard rescued 14, but two remain missing. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
If your furnace broke down, would you call an expert rapper?
Woo! Your furnace broke down. Now everybody chilling from your head down to your toes. You got no feeling.
Yeah, no. You'd call the real furnace experts. Service experts. You'll get a written 100% satisfaction guarantee. And right now, get a free service call with any repair. Call Service Experts Heating and Air Conditioning at 866-EXPERTS. That's 866-EXPERTS. Or visit serviceexperts.com.
An important message from Medicare. It's Medicare Open Enrollment, now through December 7th. Time to compare plans. Happy with your current one? You can always keep it, but it never hurts to look. And check out the preventive benefits you get after the healthcare lock, with no co-pays or deductibles, like a yearly wellness visit. Savings, too, like over 50% off brand-name prescriptions in a donut hole. Medicare Open Enrollment. Now's the time. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
The civil war rages on in Syria, with more warplanes bombarding neighborhoods outside Damascus, along with a deadly car bombing. The head of the UN says he's disappointed a ceasefire attempt failed during a four-day Muslim holiday that is just ending. Now in Israel, there is new concern about Iran. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither is live in Jerusalem.
We're talking drones, Dave. An Iranian lawmaker is claiming they have sensitive images of Israeli military sites that they gathered earlier this month. The drone launched by Hezbollah in Lebanon that was downed by Israeli aircraft a few weeks ago was allegedly beaming live images back to Iran during the mission. The official also says that Hezbollah has more of the Iranian-made drones and that some of them could carry weapons. Israel is dismissing the claims, Dave.
Emily, we did increase our spending in September. Twice the rate of the incomes rise, 0.8% increase in consumer spending for September, 0.4% for incomes. But on Wall Street, no reaction. Stock market closed today for the storm. A giant sweep at the World Series.
The San Francisco Giants victorious in Detroit, winning Game 4 in 10 innings, 4-3, sweeping the Tigers in the World Series. Detroit hadn't scored since the ninth inning in Game 1 until last night, but not enough to get it done.
They beat us. They swept us. They were the better team. They beat us 4 straight. I mean, you have nothing to complain about. You know, we didn't hit enough. We didn't score runs.
Tiger skipper Jim Leland did San Francisco's second championship in 3 years. Giants manager Bruce Bochy calling it a team effort. 25 guys who all wanted the same thing, and they had backed the San Francisco champions. In Detroit, Jeff Madasso, Fox News Radio.
It got a little rowdy celebrating in San Francisco last night. A public transit bus set on fire, a vehicle flipped over, windows of businesses were smashed, and also there were fires set. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio in our second hour here at 1326 Market Street, 8:05 in the morning. It's the 29th of October. Bad Bob has let another month slip by him. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Those of you who are on the computer and awake this morning,
good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Linda.
It's time to really be awake because, hey, November 6th. Is the day you need to cast your vote, if not before then. So we want to make sure that you guys are awake and you've done your duty. Currently 52 degrees in the downtown studios, mostly sunny today with temperatures around 76. Mostly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 52. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And don't forget, the big highlight, November 10th, is the Winemaker's Dinner. And for reservations, 474-5546.
You're talking about a great dinner, too. I mean, this is going to be an exceptional dinner. We went to a great one last night, but this one also will also be great. All right, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor this morning, Kathy Lathrop Cummings.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is closed today due to Hurricane Sandy, along with all the other major equity indexes. We are finding the bond market trading until noon on the eastern coast, which means the 10-year Treasury is positively trading this morning, bringing the yield down to 1.71, and the 30-year Treasury is also up, bringing that yield to 2.867. In the commodity markets, crude oil is down 34 cents at $85.94. Gold is down $2.40 at $1,709.60, and silver is down 20 cents at $31.83. That's the limited market for today. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Okay, Kathy, thank you very much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 906 right here on KCNR. And you can go on down to Park Marina Drive and visit them and get the great advice or give them a call at 243-7561. And have them work you through this mess called Wall Street. All right. Okay, we have a phone call. Elizabeth, you are live on KCNR 1460.
Good morning.
You're always live on KCNR 1460, Elizabeth.
I'm always happy every Monday morning when I wake up and I'm live.
Well, you know what? You know, consider the alternative.
Absolutely.
Big night tonight.
Yeah, we are at the Reading Tea Party tonight. We are going to be informally chatting with some of our local candidates for some of the local offices that are up for grabs. So it's a less formal setting tonight, so folks will have an opportunity to shake hands and just have face-to-face conversations with some of these folks that are running for local offices.
And who's going to be there?
Well, we've had quite a few people RSVP. I do not have the latest update, but I do know that some of the City Council, Board of Supervisors, I believe a couple of folks for the Assembly race, so there may be others, but I haven't had the local or the latest update.
Okay.
But I would encourage people to come out.
Absolutely, at 6 p.m.
Yes, at 2570 South Bonneview Road at the Destiny Fellowship Church.
Chance to talk to everybody one more time.
Absolutely.
There's no
Wells. If you haven't made up your mind yet, come on out.
Have you made up your mind yet, Elizabeth?
I have.
Do you? So you still leaning in that Democratic way, or are you, what?
Well, define Democratic.
The Obama
temp?
Oh, no.
No?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm just wondering, you know, I mean, because you know what? I like to think of us as independent voters here.
And, we are. We are.
We don't vote for parties. We vote
but
for
I have a profound understanding of the importance of the private sector, because the private sector is what pays for our public sector. And we're losing our private sector.
Well,
so
when you
that
use the,
pretty much tells you which way I'm going.
Well, you use the Keynesian approach, too. That means the government just keeps spending more and more money. As
see,
opposed,
where do they yeah. get it? That's the thing.
Well, they get it from?
Us.
Us. That's right.
And the more people that are out of work, the less people that are paying taxes to fund the government. So yep. we need a healthy private sector.
You're right. Okay. Tonight at the
Destiny Fellowship Church, 2570 South Bonneview Road.
Talk to your people that are running for office who are going to be making decisions with your money.
Absolutely. And have a great week.
You
Thank
bet.
You.
All right. Bye. We're going to take a quick break here. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Our guest is Wyatt Paxton. Wyatt Paxton, who is this guy? He does permitting.
He looks like Wyatt Paxton.
He does permitting, but he does permitting for Anselmo's Vineyard is one thing, but he does permitting for a lot of other agencies. And he's got some really, really exciting, news and topics about what goes on down there in the resources division and things that have happened down there. And is it true that Anselmo doesn't have permits? But there's other things going on with your money and with people coming down there trying to get permits that you need to know about. So we'll be right back. Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
I'm Tom Woods, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. Or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
Polly Class, Lacey Peterson, Deputy Jose Diaz.
Proposition 34 denies these murder victims the justice they deserve. Assemblyman Jim Nielsen.
The death penalty is about one thing and one thing only, justice for victims and for society. Supporters of Prop 34 claim that California's death penalty law is too costly and that ending it will save money. It won't. It will deny justice for the victims of these vicious killers. Let's fix California's death penalty by stopping the endless appeals filed by the very supporters of Prop 34. By voting no on 34, you will ensure justice for victims and protect the option for California juries to impose the ultimate penalty on murderers who deserve it. I'm Jim Nielsen.
Join Crime Victims United, district attorneys, sheriffs, and peace officers in voting no on 34. Paid for by Golden State Leadership Council, Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, Ballot Measure Committee.
For over 27 years, Mike's Music and Sound is your back-to-school music headquarters. Mike's Music and Sound is everything you or your little one needs for the school year, like the best deals on instrument rentals and all the music books they need for school. They even do repairs and tune-ups on your instruments to get them in the best playing condition for the school year. Have an older musician you're shopping for? Mike's has great deals on Peavey, BC Rich, and Alvarez. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear, all checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 724 Cypress, 243-3774, your back-to-school music headquarters.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. A local family needed a new heating and cooling system, but they never found anyone better than Alliance. We learned long ago that it's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642, or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bach, 8:15 in the morning on the 29th of October. I know. Got it right here.
Amigo. Okay, just making
sure.
Got
it right here. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Head on down there. Joe and Shelly run a great place. Discounts for veterans, Espresso Joe's with super coffee. At great prices, right, Marcus? And then you can walk right next door. You get the best prices in town on tobacco products. But, of course, that walk-in humidor and get that excellent, most excellent cigar to celebrate. And there's always things for celebration, especially with elections coming up. All right, let's go to the phones. Terry is going to fill us in on who's going to be at the Tea Party tonight.
Yeah, thanks, Carl. Gary Cadd, running for city council.
Okay.
Sherry Beck, supervisor, District 4.
Okay.
Bill Chappelle. Supervisor, District 4.
Okay.
Mike Bassetti, Assembly. Jim Nielsen, Senate. Possibly Doug LaMalfa.
Uh-huh.
And I believe I did call Brian Daly, had a chat with him. I've been out of town, so I don't know that when if he's coming or not.
Okay.
And I believe I covered the... Oh, did I say Sherry Beck? I did.
You did Dick Dickerson or Missy? No?
That I don't know yet.
Okay.
Again, I was out of town, and I don't know whether they had contacted somebody else or not, but they really didn't need to. We had the room set up and everything else. But
okay.
It's a chance to talk to the candidates.
It's not going to be a debate. They're going to have like a couple minutes to talk, and then you get to go down and ask them questions, right?
There you go.
All right. Hey, Terry, thank you so much. Tonight, right, 6 pal, o'clock man. At the Destiny Fellowship Church out on...
Bonnie View Destiny Fellowship Church, 2570... Bonnie View Road. You can tell I'm still in vacation mode. I'll get out of it.
Get out of it. All right. Thanks a lot, Tara.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye. Okay, Wyatt Past.
Hello.
Well, thanks for coming on the show.
You're welcome.
Wyatt is a permit guy. This is what you did. Tell us who you are so people understand who you are.
I used to work for building departments, Trinity County Building Department, where I retired, and I've lived in Redding since the about 2000. I worked in Shasta County for about 7 years as a plan checker. And when I retired, several contractors asked me to help them process permits and having problems with building permits and minor issues, whether it was zoned correctly or whether an interpretation of the code. So I became a permit consultant. I started a business called Permits Plus Solutions. I have a website, permitsplussolutions.com. Has all my credentials there. I'm certified in international building codes. And so I problem solve. And many times I mediate between building departments and property owners, or many times I can help the property owners understand what the codes and requirements are for that property.
So are you involved in this in Selma?
Yes, I became a...
I don't know what to call this. I'm not sure if I should call this the Anselmo Revolution, the Anselmo Insurrection, the Anselmo Bruja, the, you know, the Anselmo County fistfight, roll around in the mud, poke each other in the eye.
Yeah, you know, these
I'm not sure what I should call this.
Many times, this is one of the largest ones I've ever been involved in, but many times this becomes... you know, more ego-driven than it is anything else. I mean, the building codes are meant to provide the minimum requirements for life, limb, and safety, sustainability for energy and that type of thing. And
you believe he has met those requirements, right?
I believe he's met those requirements. He may not have followed the process from the very beginning because many people don't know what the process is. It's very complicated and becomes entwined. And
I know he brought you in to try and cut through this Gordonian knot.
Right, and try to meet with the building departments, but we already had emotions into it when I got into it, and originally began with some grading issues and Revege's obtained use permits to have the winery there, and he's gotten building permits for the remodel of the buildings there, and a farm.
And people don't seem to realize this. He's gotten a lot of permits out there.
Oh, my last calculations in the year and a half to 2 years I've been with him, that he spent in excess of $58,000 on permit fees.
On permit fees. And this is, you know, and so people are, and so the city is saying, well, he doesn't have, or the county is saying he doesn't have permits for the, you know, for the restaurant. The restaurant's too big. Or the restaurant's a five-star? Did I hear that?
Yeah, the restaurant...
The restaurant's too good?
There's a requirement. Yeah. No.
How can you have a permit because of... Okay, you can only be a four-star. What?
Right. And generally the way the planning criteria is for that with the winery, because it's on ag land, they require only a certain size of a restaurant can be associated with that. And that's usually 20 or 25%, depending on what the details of the specifics are for that winery. And Revege's has asked to expand that or get a variance for that. Well, their recommendation was to rezone the property and because it's ag and to take up commercial recreational. And because of his residential chapel that he wanted to put on, they said that wasn't conforming to the ag zone. Well, in our research, we've found that they permitted several public churches on ag zone. And
isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
So the county is, from like the judge says, is they don't have to do anything. They don't, and there's nowhere to go to.
Right.
There is no board that you can go to and appeal to, is
well,
there?
There is an appeal board. It just interesting mean, that it's not whole. And
it doesn't exist, does it?
The members aren't in place.
Yeah, it's by law you're supposed to have a board of appeals at the county.
Correct.
But it doesn't exist.
They have not ever had one together, and I have never heard of that appeal board ever being used.
If they're supposed to have one by law.
Correct.
That you can go, say I go and
by their own
I want to build an 8x10 shed. Oh, can't do that. You've got to, we're not going to give you that permit. I want to appeal this to a board. There isn't a board.
Correct.
Who do I go to?
Building Board of Appeals is who they should be going to.
Who do I go to then?
And do you have to make that request? And they would have to put that board together to get that done. And
hasn't
happened.
But he has put in for that, right?
Well, at certain stages he has not put in for that because you have to have the building permit to have a building permit to appeal the decision.
Okay.
And so we can't get the building permit because
Why? Because
for instance the chapel is being requested to be permitted as a residential private chapel. They want to apply commercial standards to it.
But it's a residential private chapel.
Well, a residential private chapel, that definition specifically is not in the building code. The building official has the right to designate the most similar use. The building official who was at that time is now since retired has indicated that it's going to be a commercial church. And we showed we'd sign a covenant, indicated it was private use, residential use. And the biggest deal being is that it's going to limit the number of occupants inside the building.
Yeah.
And second of all, you don't have to have all the ADA requirements to go up on the platform or into the building, the steps. You don't have to have an elevator. You don't have to have a wheelchair lift. The bell tower would have to have a lift getting into it because an employee would have to be up there. This is just a residential building. Is it larger than normal? Correct.
Okay, we got to take a break here. I just went on just way past our break here. But see, this is the thing is that people don't realize. Every time I read in the paper, there's always a comment. Oh, he's going to have he's just doing it so he can have weddings and all these things at it. He can't. It goes against the covenant he has with the church. He cannot have private weddings there.
Correct.
Or commercial weddings. It's against the rules. The church will not allow it.
And he's willing to put that right on the title.
Yeah. We got to take a break. Carl and the Bot. Wyatt Paxton is our guest. We're talking permitting and the battles that are going on right now in the county. But it's not just in Selma, by the way, my friends. We're going to get into that, too.
Elections have consequences for our pocketbooks, our community, and for our nation. This year, we have a clear choice for Congress. One candidate, Doug LaMalfa, is a family farmer and trusted local leader. His opponent, a trial lawyer. Doug LaMalfa stands for more freedom and less government control over our farms and businesses, our economy, and lives. His opponent wants bigger government and more regulations. Doug LaMalfa believes we already pay enough taxes. His opponent supports an $800 billion tax increase, plus more on small businesses, farms, and middle-income families. Doug LaMalfa believes government needs to stop wasting money on crazy projects like the $100 billion San Francisco to L.A. bullet train. His opponent not only supports the high-cost bullet train, but wants to add another line to Las Vegas. For North State voters, the choice could not be more clear. Doug LaMalfa. For Congress. For us.
This is Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message. With your support, I will take our North State values to Washington and fight to put America back on track.
Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Are you ready to rock, my friends? 8:26 in the morning on the 29th. Are you listening to what's happening here? We got Wyatt Paxton. He's a permit expert from around here in Shasta County, one of them. But he's talking about the battles that Anselmo's having about this and that and what's going on with the county. But you know what? Reverse Anselmo took on the county because... for a variety of reasons. And if you listen to Anselmo, it's that he was threatened, he was intimidated, he was told you gotta do it, you gotta give money here, give money there. I did put in for permits, they refused to give them to me. I mean, this goes on and on, right? Alright. The federal judge says there's not enough here to shut down. You all just keep going with it until, you know, for the court case. But you know what? Why it is, and here's the important part. Anselmo's not the only one. There's many, many, many more out there who have just gotten hammered. Now, if they wanted to, and we're talking about this chapel, the county could say, you know what, you did it without a permit. All right, here's your permit. Give us the information. Here's your permit. We're going to charge you $6,000. They could do that, right?
Correct.
They could double the cost of the permit, which is $3,000, and say, okay, it'll be $6,000, and just give them the permit.
Right. They have the right to build by code to double the building fee.
They could do that.
Correct. And
or they could say, we haven't inspected it, and we're going to make you tear it down so we can make sure you use the right rebar.
And that would be called abating it. And they could have that actually abate that, and then that could charge him to do that.
Okay.
And so, and this happens many times on other properties around Shasta County. And of course, with the economic downturn in construction. They've actually started going back through old records and building complaints of buildings being built without building permits. And
yeah.
So, you know, that's where my services have come in with realtors and trying to sell a piece of property now where the father or grandfather added a room on or added a barn,
sure.
You know, and now they have to bring it to today's code.
Okay, but it's not just Anselmo. Anselmo, of course, is kind of like leading the fight here, but... there's many other people that this is impacted on.
Oh, yes.
So can you give us some more examples?
Well, like, you know, an example was Dr. Jen Powers was trying to occupy a building that's been
empty. She's a veterinarian?
Veterinarian, okay. Yes, out in the Bella Vista area. She purchased a building that used to be a chiropractor's office, put a vet's office, similar, the same occupancy type, doctor. Actually wanted to add a stall barn in to take care of the horses that would be dropped off there. We probably wrestled for maybe 4 or 5 months on the ADA requirement to go to the barn.
Now, she was told originally that you can do this. There should be no problem with this, if
correct.
I remember right.
Correct.
So she spent thousands of dollars.
Paid $5,000 for a use permit.
For a use permit because she was told, oh, there should be no problem with this. This came out of Russ Maul's office.
Correct.
And he told me this.
Correct.
And he said, I don't know why, because it was wrong.
Right.
Because then after all this time, it was denied because of the ADA?
Well, the originally, I think you might have two confused there. She originally was going to do this at her home.
Okay.
And actually Rick Simon made a visit and indicated that this would be the way to go to apply for a use permit. Didn't see an issue with it. We're going to have companion animals. You know, people have horses, have dogs. Also uh-huh. could do that. And it was an approved use, large animal vet. It's not defined. What a large animal vet is.
Okay, I tell you what, we're going to, I want to catch this on the other side, so let's just kind of hold it right here. But what you were saying is that Rick Simon, who's the number two man,
correct,
who's running the place because Mo's not there right now, said, told this doctor, oh no, this is okay, here, apply for this, and she spent thousands of dollars. Only to find out, and we're going to find out exactly what as soon as we get back from this break. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Sal Giangrasso. With much of the eastern third of the country bracing for Hurricane Sandy, the federal government's planning a disaster response.
Washington, D.C. is mostly closed. Metro trains and buses, schools, and the federal government all shutting down Monday. President Obama has canceled an appearance at a campaign event in Florida to return early to Washington.
Fox Business Network's Rich Edson. Utility companies are gearing up for expected blackouts.
We're ready to go. Hopefully it's not as bad, but we can hope for the best, but we always have to prepare for the worst.
Mark Durbin's a spokesman for Ohio-based First Energy. And in New York City, the transportation picture's getting worse.
We are going to close the Holland Tunnel and the UL Carey Tunnel at 2 o'clock today.
That's New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. Bus, subway, and commuter rail service went down last night. This is a Fox News alert.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear, what's with all that racket you're making?
Well, I'm trying to find the stove pot Grandma gave me back in the day.
What for?
Well, with pot roast perfection going on now at Black Bear Diner, our pot roast has to be just like dear old Grandma used to make. And that means I gotta find just the right pot.
Now hold on there, Papa Bear. I think your grandma would be mighty proud of our homemade pot roast dishes. Like the pot roast pepper jack omelet served all day and our Cajun pot roast melt. Now that's some grilled goodness.
Well, what about the beef pot roast stroganoff for dinner?
It will taste just like Grandma used to make.
Well, why didn't you say that before, Sugar Bear? Let's go.
For a limited time, enjoy specially prepared pot roast creations only at the Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
I'm Gary Cadd. I'm seeking a seat on the Reading City Council to protect Reading's future in these challenging economic times. I have attended all but two city council meetings in the last 6 years and consider myself ready to serve the people of Reading upon winning a seat on the council. Sales tax receipts are up 9%, but only two sectors of the economy are showing these increases. They are fuel sales and auto sales. Keep in mind the 9% increase is over last year, which is way down from 2007-2008 when the economic downturn started. The city's pension plan, CalPERS, will be asking for more money this next spring. According to their plan, it must provide 7.5% return on their investment each year. When your investments don't perform, no one makes up your shortfall. CalPERS only received 1% this last year, and they expect the taxpayers, you, to make up the difference. Together, we can protect Reading's future. I'm asking for your support and your vote when you mark your ballot. Vote Gary Cadd, Reading City Council. Paid for by the committee to elect Gary Cadd to Reading City Council 2012.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey.
Gunmetal Gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Monday bump!
Is there more than this?
I don't know.
Is that it? Was that it? I thought there was
like... We used to have a whole thing.
That's big country.
We used to have the cameras like live. They should be looking at you live today. You're feeling better. There's no doubt about that.
I am a dancing fool today. 8:35 in the morning, October the 29th. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices.
You need to get in there.
I'm getting in there today because... And the hair is touching my ears.
You said you threatened to grow a ponytail.
I am. I'm threatening to, you know what? Dang. When I got out of the Marine Corps, for 1 year I didn't get my hair cut. And I came back with a ponytail from...
You still can get the front
from
cut.
From Eastern Europe.
And your neck shaved.
Well, maybe I should get a mullet.
Oh, why not? You know, life is short. Be weird.
Bring the mullet back. Cypress Square Barbershop, discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors, man's last stronghold. I'm going down there today.
Anybody could be weird right now with everything that's going on. Yeah.
Our guest is Wyatt Paxton.
Hang it out there.
He's not too weird.
No.
Okay, so we left the veterinarian who had had Rick Simon, the number two man in the resources development section of the county, comes out there and says, yeah, there's no problem here. Put in for this and spend your money and?
And we made the application for the permit. It was the application fee was nearly $4,400. And we had one neighbor next door that originally was complaining about what she thought was going to be excess traffic. Come to find out, she had several building violations herself, had converted a garage and had an elderly care unit there where she was taking care of four elderly folks. And had a cat refuge, and none of which has been...
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, none of which has been prosecuted.
So was she put out of business? No, she's still there.
Warning letters.
Okay, but the doctor...
Was cited. Her title was... she had a noncompliance put on her title, clouded her title. We ended up...
thanks, Rick.
She got denied her use permit, but did have a permit to bring home animals intermittently, which she had already had approval for that, administrative permit to do that at the place. So she found a location out in Bella Vista.
No, wait a minute. Let's stop one more time. Okay. Did she lose the $4,400?
Yes, she did.
You know what? And Russ Maul addressed that one specifically. I talked to him, and Russ goes... He says, I really don't know what happened. He says, she should not have been, you know, that should not have been approved. Yes, it came out of my office. And I thought, I should have asked that question. Well, if your guys approved it, said to go ahead and do it, and she did it, then turned her down, why didn't you give her back the money?
Yeah.
But they didn't do that.
They didn't do that. And so we turned around and went through the same process at a new location down in Bella Vista. $4,400 plus expenses and drawing plans, and took several months to get that all lined out to get done. And we did get that approved, and with the barn, future barn to put on, the stall barn, and holding corrals and everything else, with some conditions. And a lot of people don't understand when you get these use permits, even if you, for let's say Revege's case, he owns several hundred acres there, and he gets a use permit.
About 2,400.
Yeah. And, well, they're separate parcels.
Right.
But you get a use permit on a certain parcel. Uh-huh. And I believe the one that he has main was at about 1,000 acres. Well, when you get that use permit, anything else you want to do on that parcel, even if it was approved, allowed by code before, let's say agricultural structures and that type of thing, uh-huh. You now have to modify your use permit every time you want to do something on that property.
You have to modify it. Even though you already had them once, you've got to modify it every time you want to use it on your own property
Every time.
Every time. So so the county, and they take their bite out of you.
Correct.
Every time.
And approval. And remember, this takes time. You have to put public notices out. Some of them are minor changes. Some are major changes.
Right.
Each time, this takes a fee.
Okay. So the doc, though. So she went out there.
She got approval for
another $4,400.
Got the use permit approved. Went and applied for the barn to get the barn going because she's mostly what she does is a lot of large animal equine horses, and we had put in a three stall barn there with a storage room and a little restroom to an examination area where she would clean wounds. And they required ADA access to the barn.
Okay.
Wheelchair.
Okay, you want a wheelchair access. Now, why? This is a private structure, right?
They're saying because it's on commercial property.
Because it's on commercial property, she needs an ADA for a person in a wheelchair to come out to the barn where the horses are.
Correct.
Even though that it's not allowed.
Yeah, and we specifically asked about which code that was.
This is my favorite part. Which code is this?
Well, it's building code, but the specific code I asked for was, give me the specific code, it talks about it, and they kept citing Chapter 11B. And I go, that's a chapter, that's not a code. And I know that chapter very well, and it talks about the first statement in that is of that chapter says all buildings that are written into this chapter. A barn is not an occupied structure. It's called a U, something like an S, which would be like a warehouse that's not mm-hmm. occupied.
Right.
Well, in U's, you don't have – they're not occupied, so they're not identified in the ADA category. So remember, building departments and planning departments are all starting to do, because everybody's sue happy, is they're now almost requiring standards to the – maximum code, not to the minimum code. And in the first chapter of the first code in the building code talks about the purpose of the code is to establish the minimum requirements.
Minimum requirements.
Not maximum requirements.
So there's no reason, since it's not going to be ever used by anybody that has a wheelchair, and specifically because of the type of animals it is. But they're still saying is that you still need to put this ADA in there.
Correct. And federal code actually says you are not allowed to put employees in danger. So if you knew you had somebody who couldn't walk very well or anything, you obviously couldn't make duties for them to go take care of a horse that could fall down on you.
Right.
So you're not allowed to do
that. So what was the bottom line on this?
The bottom line is we had to provide ADA or we couldn't get our building permit. So we provided the rubber mats. And
there's no way you could appeal it.
Well, we could appeal it. After we got the building permit, we could appeal that to the Board of Supervisors. That doesn't have to go to the building boarding bill of appeals.
Uh-huh.
The single decision we could ask but it's $1,000 to get that appeal.
And who's the supervisor out there?
You have to go to the whole board of supervisors.
Oh, the whole board of supervisors,
not just your supervisor.
Okay, we got to take a break. Carl and Linda Bott. You know the thing about it is do we need rules? Absolutely, we need rules. Otherwise, you know, then it becomes an anarchy in this. And so, but what we also need is common sense rules. We also need something is if you don't agree with it, I've got a building permit, but you know what, I don't, and you're making me pay $1,000 to come up to appeal this, and to people that probably don't even understand it, and you're going to go by your staff, but there's no board of appeals in between there that say, hey, why should I have to pay $1,000 on something that's wrong?
Right, it's just not it's cost prohibitive. It just makes it.
What they try to do is they're keeping control away from the people. They take it away from you and put it in their graspy little hands of people that have their own idea, who's been in charge of it for 25 years, has put all his own people in there, and you thrive if you agree with what's going on with the hierarchy of the development.
Yeah.
Of the development, whatever that is called. What's it called? The development thing?
Gotta take a break here. The
development resource.
Yeah, the development resource. Okay, we'll be right back. Carl and the Bot. I don't know. Ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Reddy and Harley Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Reddy and Harley Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available, as low as 3.99% OAC. Redding Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experience and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twin View off of I-5, or visit their website at RedingHarley-Davidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Redding Harley-Davidson and experience the ride. Live the dream.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. Or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0BA5106.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945. For the North State's only comprehensive vein center, request MD Imaging.
How can we trust what Assembly candidate Rick Bassetti says? Bassetti promised he wouldn't raise taxes, but when pressured by special interests, he flipped his position to support $30 million a year in higher sales taxes. Rick Bassetti says he'll reform pensions, but he voted to cut police funding instead of lower his own city council pension. And now a San Francisco Bay Area billionaire is bankrolling ads trying to buy Rick Bassetti our assembly seat. We need a representative we can trust to fight for us. That's why 30 North State County supervisors support Brian Daly for assembly. They know Brian Daly has the integrity and commitment to bring jobs back to Northern California, to reform government spending and pensions, to protect our water and property rights, and to end overregulation of our farms and businesses. This November, send a farmer to the State Assembly.
Paid for by Brian Daly for Assembly, 2012.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Happy Monday. Hey, this portion of the show is, yeah, good thing y'all couldn't hear what was just said. Bad bop. Ooh, my ears are bleeding. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership serving a Redding and the North State. Hey, you want a previously owned or a new car, truck, or SUV? Head on down to Redding Crown Motors. Those are neighbors giving great deals, and then they provide the finest service on your automobile, truck, or SUV than you'll ever find around here. All down at Redding Crown Motors. Stop by at 555 Cypress Avenue in Redding, or give them a call at 223-2177. Redding Crown Motors. Okay. Our guest is Wyatt Paxton. We're talking about permits, and we have a caller. Ruth, you are live on KCNR Free Fire Radio. Ruth, you are live on Free Fire Radio.
Hi, good morning, Carl and Linda.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My computer's down now, so if anybody's writing to me right now, my battery ran out. So
okay.
Anyway, uh-oh. What you got, Ruth?
Well, I wanted to ask your guest to talk a little bit about the nuisance per se and what that means. And I was a little struck by the fact that people have been going in and out of Anselmo's restaurants for years, and the county decides that there is some harm or some indication that there might be harm to the public health and safety. So I wanted your guest to talk about that nuisance per se and the gall that the county had to declare it and so that people think that the building is safe and the chapel is safe and that the structure actually was built well over what the permits required, but the fact that the county did declare it possible harm to, or showing harm to the public
nuisance.
Shasta County is one of the is the only jurisdiction that I've ever worked in where they actually have a ordinance that declares if you can define something a nuisance that they don't have to provide any building permits and they can actually do a work stop order and close the business down. And so define nuisance. The definition of a nuisance says anything that's constructed without a building permit, an issued building permit. So when with the chapel being built on the same parcel, that means there's a nuisance on that parcel, and all work and business on that parcel can be shut down. Now, is that building anywhere close to the restaurant? No.
No, so, it's a good 200 yards, 250 yards.
Correct.
Away.
Yeah. And so expanding the a kitchen with the remodeling kitchen would be, if it was done without a building permit, we had applications in trying to get that done. They will not approve that because they want the rezone done first. And one of the conditions of the rezone was actually to withdraw part of the parcel from the Williamson Act. So they wanted us to remove part of the parcel, about 7 acres, from the Williamson Act before we got approved for the zoning. So
yeah,
remember,
doesn't that take a couple years to do?
Oh, and it takes 2 to 3 years, but they wanted us to request that approval beforehand. So not on guaranteeing that the zoning would even be approved.
Okay.
So why would you request a withdrawal for a zone that you may not get?
Well, you know why you've gone and you've got, I see the emails right here. You've gone numerous times to talk, asking, hey, can we sit down and talk? And you sent it from Russ Maul, the head of the resources division there. I see numerous emails here. Have they ever answered you?
I requested them through Rick Simon and the planner that was assigned to me, Leo Salazar, I believe it is his name. And I get no response about meeting with the building official.
Okay, now how long has this been going on?
Oh, we've done these requests for at least the last year.
Okay, so you've asked for over a year to ask to meet with the guys that are doing the build, you know, the building planners there and the, you know, the ones doing the inspections and all that, and they have yet to answer you?
Well, I've met with who was assigned who's the manager of the building department, which is Red Hale, who's now retired. I've met with Rick Simon. But the final decision comes from Russ Maul, similar to Jen Power's situation, correct? The final decision on that use permit approval was Russ Maul because he's the director of planning.
He's in charge of everything.
He's in charge of building.
If you eat food, drink water, or breathe air you come under Russ Maul.
Air quality, environmental
everything.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Everything. So,
he has an answer.
Right. And I have not had a conversation with him in the last 2 years. On any of these projects, I can't get past that firewall. Could Rivera's situation be solved with two parties getting at the table and providing conditions with each other? Sure.
It could be solved tomorrow, couldn't it?
It could be solved very easily.
And if he just paid twice instead of $3,000, here's $6,000. Okay, boom, you got it. Let's go out and look at it. Oh, gosh, this is really well made. Boom, it's done. But you can't even get them to meet with you.
You can't even get them
to meet with you. Because it's all illegal. The county's spending $32,000 a day or a month. I'm not a day, but a month trying to work this out. I mean, this is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
We got to take a break.
Sure.
Our guest, Wyatt Paxton, who does permits, not just for Anselmo, but for other people. And it's not just Anselmo that's getting, you know, that my friends. This is, you know, some people get permits with no problems. Some people don't. And it's kind of interesting to see maybe there's a, maybe there's some kind of river that runs through here that if you're a part of that river, you're not going to make it all the way through. If you're kind of in the periphery, you might. I'm not sure what causes this. But obviously somebody needs to take a look at that division. We'll be right back.
Where do you go when you want to be enthralled, excited, and soothed? In Salmo Vineyards. November 10th is the winemaker's dinner. For limited seating and reservations, call 474-5546 today. Linger with six courses of fresh local cuisine selected by executive chef John Stadelli and savor pre-released estate wines crafted by winemaker Chandra Miller. Experience in Salmo Vineyards. November 10th, the winemaker's dinner.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend, we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
North State farmers and taxpayers have a real champion in Jim Nielsen. Here's California Farm Bureau President Paul Winger.
When it comes to protecting North State water rights and fighting against overregulation that hurts our farmers, no one does more than Jim Nielsen. Nielsen has led the fight to safeguard our private property rights, our water, and our farmland. Farmers know they can count on Jim Nielsen. That's why the California Farm Bureau strongly endorses Jim for State Senate.
Now here's Jack Lee, Vice President of the Butte Taxpayers Alliance.
Jim Nielsen is a forceful voice for the taxpayers, for property rights and conservative values. We can all count on Jim to root out waste in government and stand up to Jerry Brown's tax hikes. Jim's a fighter and a real champion for taxpayers. That's why we join with the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association in strongly recommending Jim Nielsen for State Senate.
Paid for by taxpayers for Jim Nielsen, Senate 2012.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy change, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
The law offices of Lucky Jasrani. We can help. Call today for a free consultation. 241-3350. That's 241-3350. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code. These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio in our last segment here on a Monday. Hey, tomorrow, Lucky Jez Ronnie and a bunch of other people are going to join us tomorrow. We've got a big show tomorrow.
And it's currently 52 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR 1460.com, 1326 Market Street. We are, love it. It's so fabulous. Mostly sunny today with temperatures around 76, mostly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 52. And the weather is always brought to you by Ensalmo Vineyards.
And this
portion of the show is brought to you by
Ready Gnarly Davidson.
Of hey, Rome.
You know what? You can still ride. This past weekend was such beautiful riding weather.
Man.
Wind in your face. Knees in the air. There you go. Ready and Harley Davidson established in 1977. It's the second generation, Ernie and Jessica running it. They've got a bike for you. They have got a motorcycle that fits your lifestyle. Head on down to 1268 Twinview Boulevard or give them a call at 241-7117. They're open Tuesday to Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Good people. And their service department is absolutely outstanding. Experience the ride. Live the dream. Ready and Harley Davidson. Okay, and I've just got a few minutes left. Wyatt Paxton is our guest. He's a permit guy. He does permits for all types of people. His job is to try and get through the Gordonian knot that we call the Resource Development Division there. And you know, the thing that kind of gets me about this is that doctor who put in the $4,400, and I asked Russ about this, they put in $4,400 because Rick Simon said it was okay, and then she pays it, and then it gets turned down. Gets turned down, and she doesn't get the money back. I would have said, hey, wait a minute. Your number two guy said do it. And then the number one guy says, no, we're not going to do it. And Russ says, well, we shouldn't have told her that. Well, you did, though, and then you took her money.
Yeah.
And, supervisors, and, where are you?
Yeah. And understand, you know, Rick didn't give a guarantee that she was going to get that use permit, but he said this is the avenue to do it by, and he saw no problems with it. That's why he did
well,
a tentative visit.
Saw no problems with it. The number two guy in resources development, I would have said, okay, that's good enough for me.
Correct. And lay the money down and let's take it through the process, you know, but.
So are there any rumors about why that was? Okay, never mind. I can't get into that. Okay. All right, now, we've only got, a minute left. What you got? How do people get a hold of you, Wyatt?
Well, and
in your business?
My phone number is 784-8000, and also have a website, permits plus, the word plus, solutions.com. Also, my email is just my name. It's Wyatt_Paxton@yahoo.com. Understand, we get a lot of permits through this knot that you're talking about, you know, where people inherit a place with an addition and that type of thing. And so we get a lot of things taken care of.
Well, I know you have. I mean, because that's why
these
people
are just
bring
more
in.
Difficult.
Right.
Yes.
But we're giving examples of what happens down there and it shouldn't happen.
Correct.
And again, there is no appeal available to people unless they go from the county staff up to the supervisor.
There's no building board of appeals as we know it right
okay.
now.
Okay. All right. We have, like I said, Lucky Jezrani coming on tomorrow, plus a number of other people. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady.
This is a massive storm.
New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg moments ago saying in some areas flooding from Hurricane Sandy is already worse than last year during Irene, and landfall is still hours away.
And look outside and say, oh, this is not bad. That's correct, but it is going to be.
Planes, trains, and subways have ground to a halt from Boston to Philly. Hundreds of thousands of people evacuated. The effects of this storm in various forms, including snow, as far west as the Great Lakes. Parts of the East Coast getting hammered ahead of the next high tide. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson is live in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
And for the most part, people in this beach town have heeded the mandatory evacuation order. No huge damage here yet. But about 20 miles to the south, in Ocean City, Maryland, a very different story.
Lower Ocean City, the downtown, where they ordered the mandatory evacuation, is pretty well inundated. There's water covering all of the streets there.
Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley says the fishing pier at Ocean